In Texas, a recent wildfire killed two people and left thousands of cattle dead. In Maui, a wildfire last year killed at least 100 people and destroyed Lahaina. In California, a wildfire in 2018 ravaged the town of Paradise. 85 people died. All three fires were devastating, all three caused by power lines. America's power infrastructure is aging. Many of the lines we rely on to deliver our electricity were built 60 to 70 years ago. But there may be a way to make power lines safer. Our next guest, Saeed Manshidi, studies electrical grid resilience in fire-prone areas. He's also an assistant professor of electrical and computer engineering at San Diego State University. Saeed, welcome.
Good to be with you today.
So give us the basic information on how power lines cause wildfires, Saeed.
Power lines are basically subjected to faults. So those faults would happen every day to a power system. That's a normal thing to happen for them. And then there is a three-step process in order for that fault to become a wildfire. The first one is that fault become an ignition, causing some sparks around the area. And also the vegetation underlying the landscape is capable of turning that ignition to a wildfire. Basically, what is changing is the underlying landscape that these power lines are experiencing so that they have more frequent fault, and more frequent fault could happen to some ignition, and those ignition could in turn lead to a wildfire.
So explain that a little more. You said it's a changing landscape that is impacting when power lines fault. What do you mean by that? How is the landscape changing?
And basically, the vegetation underneath is going to be the fuel to spread the fire. So if the landscape is experiencing more dried and the vegetation is going to lead to a fire, that's going to be an unfortunate situation. So every year, there are federal authorities that provide wildfire potential index across the U.S., and we can actually pinpoint exactly which areas in the country are prone to turning those ignitions to wildfires. Unfortunately, that was the case for Texas this year.
So let me ask you then, if it's vegetation and you have all these three steps that need to happen, if a fault in a power line is going to cause a wildfire, does this have anything to do with the aging of our power infrastructure?
Definitely aging is a factor to consider. So they're getting older, and that's going to be the first stage, which is the fault in the system. But these faults are going to be a function of the weather condition that you're experiencing. So if utilities have a good understanding of the weather and the condition in terms of wind gust and wind speed, they would have a better chance of detecting these faults by adjusting their protection scheme so they avoid these faults occurring in the first place.
So I want to ask you about the technology, but first of all, why shouldn't we just say, well, the power companies that own this power infrastructure that is aging should upgrade it? They should just eliminate that risk due to the aging power infrastructure?
The main problem is that we have thousands of miles of power lines for each utility. So that's going to be super expensive cost to make. And that's going to make it super expensive for ratepayers to pay for that huge bill. So we need to have tools to basically pinpoint where to do that, actually.
So tell us about that technology then that would help pinpoint where exactly to do this.
So we can have technology to first of all understand when the risk is high for a wildfire. So we can look at the weather station and sensing wind speed and wind gust, dew points, all of the meteorological parameters in the area. Then we would feed that into a model, which is also considering the landscape, including the vegetation, the dryness of that vegetation, and all of those factors. And once we have that available, then we can tell, okay, this area, if a fault occurs, there is a high chance that fault would cause a wildfire. So we just turn off their power lines whenever the risk is high.
And it seems like this would really be in the public interest to make this happen. Are you seeing power companies putting this kind of technology to use?
In California, that's been a huge success in terms of measuring that risk and proactively for public safety power shutoffs to avoid the wildfires in the first place. I see SCE and PG&E are also following because they were the first who observed the problem, and I see other utilities across the country should follow this path.
Saeed Manshidi, San Diego State University Assistant Professor of Electrical and Computer Engineering. Thank you for breaking that down for us, Saeed.
It's a pleasure talking with you today. Have a good day.